believe we're living. When you live your life according to expectations of others, and be aware living when you are strong enough and courageous enough and find your own path in life and live your life according to your own expectations. So I will say the real answer to the problem of anxiety is to find out, catch yourself when you're doing beware living, living according to other people's expectations, and see if you can switch yourself over to be aware living, where with steps small and large, you learn to follow your own path of life. Thank you for joining me. This has been Science, Health, and Healing. I'm the host, Majid Ali. Please join me next Wednesday. Until then, may you be generous in your spirit and gracious and graceful. Good night.
Hi, I'm Ken Gale of WBAI's Tuesday evening environmental show, Ecologic. One of the cool things about being a BAI buddy is that you get to decide what WBAI is worth to you. Are we worth more than your cable TV? Or 10 bucks a month? 20, 100, a million? Just go to the WBAI.org website and sign up with your credit card. You'll barely notice it. In return, you get a WBAI tote bag to show off, free or discounted entry to special WBAI events, and other perks. Another cool thing about being a BAI buddy is less fundraising interruptions to your favorite programs. Go to WBAI.org. You can donate in the name of your favorite show, like Ecologic.
Once they were as warm as you. Like you, they fully expected to pull back the covers, then rise from their beds the next morning. They'd been to the market and bought eggs and bread for tomorrow's breakfast. They confirmed appointments with friends, students, lovers. Why, they had even picked out the clothes they meant to wear after their morning showers. But then, inevitably, they never did rise from that bed. Perhaps they never made it to the other side of the street carrying those groceries. Maybe something went terribly wrong as they reached into the closet to retrieve their trousers. And now they are no more. Or are they? Why, here comes one now. And another. Great performers of the past on Morning Ursae. Fridays, live, 10 to noon on WBAI.
John's is a different butcher's. Next place you are uptown, pay him a visit. Or, better still, come to buy. You will enjoy cattleman's spring meat. John's is now quite divorced from baking. Fattens, kills, flays, hangs, draws, quarters, and pieces. Feel his lambs, X. Feel how sheep, XX. His liver, too, is great value, a speciality, XXX. Communicated.
As I Please. Saturday mornings at 6 on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
I'm Harry.
And indeed, this is WBAI in New York, still broadcasting as an owned and operated facility of the Pacifica Foundation Radio Institution at 99.5 megahertz FM. This is WBAI in New York. My name is Robert Knight, and coming up next is Earthwatch, in which we look at the operation of the real-time, real-life incarnation of Skynet and the Terminator drone system operated by President Obama. We'll be hearing from Medea Benjamin and others about that from a very recent and important conference on that subject. Also, we will hear about the latest dangers in regard to Indian Point and nuclear power plant operation in the United States and around the world, including Fukushima. And in addition to all of that, a lament for lost friends, among them Lou Reed and Three Ricans. Three great people, three great Borinquenos and Borinquenas left us over the past week or so. Well, more than that, of course, our dear friend Ibrahim Gonzalez, several weeks or months ago. But most recently, we suffered over the past week the double loss of a great journalist and personal friend, Elaine Rivera, and a great poet and cultural anthropologist in the person of Tato La Vieira. And we'll be commemorating some of their life and work tonight as well. We begin with some observations about current events, in particular the ongoing system of racism among the elite here in New York, in which people of color shopping at Barney's have multiple times, more than just the two most recent incidents, been profiled and turned over to police harassment by the Barney's fashion store here in New York City. People of color shopping and in some cases trying to emulate the bling of rap artists like, oh, let's say, Jay-Z, who in about 2 weeks from now will be announcing his bold bling catalog in partnership with Barney's. And when there was a global groundswell calling for Jay-Z to do the right thing, this never was a player owner of the Brooklyn Nets, frontman for corporate product placement, Jay-Z would not respond to the pain of what purports to be his community. And when the people called for action to repudiate Barney's and cancel his deal to sell his stuff through them, when people called on Jay-Z to make a move, all he could do was hover. But tonight, even after the collector in the tradition of Jesse Jackson, the Reverend L. Sharpton, went and talked to Barney's and no doubt can be looking forward to certain emoluments, or let us say goodwill from Barney's. Much like he and Jesse Jackson, after complaints of racism at one of the nation's major car makers, ended up somehow on their board. Well, I am very pleased to announce tonight that Jay-Z has come to his senses and announced that instead of cooperating with Barney's, he has changed his plan and will be introducing his new fashion and jewelry line in partnership with the Southern-based restaurant chain Denny's. In a personal appearance tour with Freddie Incognito, late of the Miami Dolphins. I'm Robert Knight, And this is Earthwatch on the Pacifica Radio Network, broadcasting at 99.5 FM.
The bell for freedom still rings. The bell for freedom still rings. Sorrow to me, but does it ring to know the bell of freedom still rings? The hammer for justice still pounds. The hammer for justice still pounds. Beating sound of the hammer for justice that comes. When will the world stop and listen? When will we all stop and think? He looks upon us with a frown to know that millions of babies still starve. Millions of babies still starve. We can't have the biggest heart if millions of babies still starve. And the innocent ones still die. Still die. We can't value life too high if the innocent ones still die. When will the world stop and listen? When will we all stop and see? Cause he looks upon us with a frown. Light of truth we won't let shine. Light of truth we won't let shine. Tell me, has the world gone blind? Light of truth we won't let shine. Long as there's life, there's still a day. There's life, there's still a day. And I know that we can find our way. For as long as there's life, there's still a day.
Greetings and welcome once more to Earthwatch on the Pacifica Radio Network, originating at WBAI in New York. I'm Robert Knight, and among the joys that we have known in life are some very great and special people. As mentioned earlier, our colleague, our late colleague from here at WBAI and BronxNet and so many other places, and the Mambo Dervish, Ibrahim Gonzalez. And I have the sad duty to report of the loss of two more people from Ibrahim's vibrant cultural community, and that in the form of the loss over the past week of Elaine Rivera and of Tato La Vieira. And Elaine is a great journalist, educator, who for over the past 20 years was a dear friend and colleague, and she passed away a Saturday or so ago of in her home of presumably liver disease. She taught journalism at Lehman College in the Bronx and was a veteran, among other things, of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She is a native of Cleveland, Ohio. She also worked with New York Newsday, El Diario La Prensa, Time Magazine, The Washington Post, and our colleagues down the dial over at WNYC, the FM station. And she passed away at home at the age of 54. And I want to share some comments by Richard Prince of the Maynard Institute, journalism's one of the better articles about some of the life and work of Elaine Rivera. A lifetime member of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, she also taught in the Maynard Institute Summer Program for Minority Journalists in 1986. Rivera was, quote, a compassionate, funny, incisive journalist whose humor was wide-ranging, and she greeted much of the rough-and-tumble world of local news with a hearty laugh. That, according to Matthew Sharman over at WNYC. I've got to inject here into Richard Prince's obituary. One of the things that they love over there, and anybody who hears it would, is Elaine found a press release from, I don't know, the mayor or the governor's office. And she posted it online, and she used the headline, best dot, headline dot, ever dot. And the headline of the government institutional press release was as follows. Medical funds for dentistry being wasted on people without teeth. Dental funds wasted on people without teeth. That's part of a tradition of newsroom gallows humor that I and anybody in the field knows what we're talking about. Continuing from the Maynard Institute Journalism's Richard Prince obituary now. Rosa Arce, a senior producer at CNN, again a parenthesis, who I had the honor of being filmed by when I originally reported a few years ago about the Bush family's ownership of slaves during his epiphany visit to the continent of Africa. And the producer of that segment on CNN was Rosa. Rosa Arce wrote to other alumnae of New York Newsday, quote, "This is the Elaine Rivera I will always remember, a determined smile and a zest for life, an anger fast directed at injustice, and a thoughtful and a generous human spirit. If all journalists worked so tirelessly on behalf of the voiceless, my profession might lift us all to a better place." End quote. Fellow journalist Evelyn Hernandez told Journalisms that Elaine was always interested in stories that benefited the underdog and gave voice to the voiceless. Speaking of voiceless, and this is another interjection, I had the pleasure of knowing so many of her colleagues in an institution called LIPS, made up of Latina women, and in characteristic humor, the name of the organization, LIPS, comes from the acronym Latinas in Power, sorta. They've done a great, tremendous amount of work both in the field of journalism and outside. Continuing now. At El Diario La Prensa, Rivera wrote about the teen suicide rate among Latinas. At Time, where she worked from 95 to 2001, Rivera reported on the case of Elisa Izquierdo, a 6-year-old victim of child abuse whose death in New York became a symbol of the nation's, quote, deeply flawed child welfare system. Rivera's 9 years at New York Newsday followed stints at the Hispanic Link News Service and the Washington Times. She went on to Time Magazine, the Washington Post, El Diario La Prensa, WNYC, and Lehman College. As a substitute lecturer at Lehman, where Rivera had been on medical leave for the full term, she oversaw the conversion of the Bronx Journal, the school's multilingual online news site, from a print to a multimedia format. The Bronx Journal won the City University 2011 Murray Kempton Award for being the best website publication. Our friend Elaine was buried in our hometown of Cleveland, and there will be a New York City memorial for her on the 7th of December of this year, and we'll share those details as they become available. This is Earthwatch. I'm Robert Knight. And completing the trilogy, we also, 2 days ago, lost another Puerto Rican visionary in the person of the great poet and writer Tato LaViera, who succumbed to a long-term coma over the weekend. He's a poet, a playwright, and a humanitarian. He passed on Friday, November 1st, 2013. And here in New York, there will be a memorial for Tato, una celebración del poeta pueblo, celebrating the people's poet. This Friday, November 8th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at St. Peter's Church, 619 Lexington, that's Lex and 54th Street. Friday, November 8th, 6 to 10, celebration of the life of Tato LaViera at St. Peter's, 54th and Lex. And we have personally had the pleasure of knowing and enjoying the live performance and written poetry of Tato, and the rainbow of love that came from his family, in particular his daughter Ella, and so many members of his family, and especially including his sister, the great stylist Ruth Sanchez. And I was able to share that with the listeners of WBAI Pacifica, with an encounter on the air with Tato. Great fun. on our other hiatus program, 5 o'clock Shadow. Here's what that sounded like, beginning with Tato's performance of one of his signature works called American.
American, American. Rather than lust, gold, never sex. Hidden inside the Puerto Rican mouth. We gave birth to a new generation. American. It includes everything imaginable, you name it, we got it. We gave birth to a new generation. American. It salutes all folklore, European, Indian, Black, Spanish, and anything else comes back. American singing the composer Pedro Flores found trees high up in the universal sky. American, sweet, soft, Spanish, danza, a gypsy, a moving, a lyric, La Española, Cascabel in preference. Always singing about that. American, beating jíbaro, modern, troubadour, crying guitar, romantic, continental, bolero love. American, across forth and across back and back and forth and cross and back and forth, our trips are like walking bridges. Get off the salt into the attempt was truly made. The attempt was truly absorbed and digested. We spit out the malice. We spit out the malice. We stand affirmative in action to reproduce a brother and sister to marginality that tried to go unabroad. American walking plena rhythm in New York, strutting beautifully, alert, alive, many turning eyes, wondering, admiring. American, defining my own self, my own way, anyway, many ways. I'm American with a big R and the accent on the R. American, like the soul-gliding talk of gospel boogie music. American, speaking long words and strong tenements, fast tongue, que corta todo, invented the existence of a smile. American, defending the new America, humane America, admire America, strong America, our energies in peace, our energies collectively invested to find other civilizations, to touch God further and further, and to dwell in the spirit of divinity. American, yes, for now, for I love this, my second land, and I dream to take the accent from the altercation and be proud to call myself American in the U.S. sense of the word, but for now I can't, because I'm American, America. I'm American, America. I'm American, America. Gracias.
This is 5 O'Clock Shadow on the Pacifica Radio Network. The voice you just heard was the great poet and visionary Tato LaViera with the performance of his great poem, American, American. And we now have live with us Tato LaViera. Welcome, sir, once again to these airways of WBAI and Pacifica Radio.
An honor to be inside your international nationhood.
We have just witnessed this week the second presidential visit to Puerto Rico. Barack Obama after John F. Kennedy. As someone who is a Near Rican visionary, what is your assessment of that encounter?
Well, I'm always honored to receive such a wonderful representative of the American people, and he followed up on his campaign plans. He had been there earlier campaigning during his presidential run, and so he came back. So, you know, this honorable guy, he establish such a presence.
You are notable for the history of the Taino and Jibaro and other people of Puerto Rico. You are the author of many publications, including American, American with a Christian mark in the middle, and so many other books. What do you assess to be the state of Borinquenos and Borinquenas in America today?
Well, as you know, there are more Puerto Ricans in the continental United States than there are in the islands. So there is a big broad base of experiences in the catalog of our traditional history and our relationship with the United States. The question of status is a constant tension with Puerto Ricans all over. My question now is that, looking at the reality of the United States, there is definitely no way that the 66 and two-thirds of the state will acquire any other territory, you know. And nobody ever questions the United States as to what their intentions are, regardless of whether Puerto Rico is a state or a commonwealth or independence. The United States, I don't think, will ever build another territory in the Western Hemisphere. There's no other territory to build in because almost every other country, the United States is the only country in the Western Hemisphere, I think, that has possessions of another land of another country in the hemisphere, and being that it is such an established and international norm to be the center of democratic principles, it is questionable that they are advancing us to better territory on its own. And I don't like to question the United States. They're always questioning us, what we believe in, what we don't believe in. And I think, I really, really think that they're in no position to accept any territory.
Our guest is Tato LaViera. What is it you seek to accomplish with your poetry, sir?
It confirms with what is now called the diaspora, the migration of people. And every moment I have, I have to question what do I have to say next? So the five books are a historical transition of all my stages of being in this country, like La Carreta, with René Márquez's play, one of the most famous Puerto Rican plays. And at the end of the play, when I saw it and I read it, I said, Puerto Rico returns back to the island as it stood over the United States and proceeded to become known in every nation, in every state in the Union. And then the enclave was beginning to establish a little piece of attitude or land, or claiming some kind of turf. And I'm a Rican, I have to expand and need a Rican because I started meeting a lot of younger kids who loved the New Rican lifestyle but wanted to acquire another name other than the region of New York. But they weren't from here. And then the mainstream ethics is like I was beginning to flex my muscles and acquire a different sense of diversity and attitude. And then the Mistura, which is now the Western Hemisphere's man in me, you know, like combining many types of attitudes that occur in my daily brainstorming of life. So each state has been to proceed, which is the bilingual or American force that is good about here and trying to expand its wholeness.
You, in your performance, give the beauty of the Puerto Rican experience. What is it that is missing that America could learn from the heritage and culture of Puerto Rico?
What I think the Puerto Rican experience teaches America is that inside our not being given credit for. I really, really think that Puerto Ricans were extremely helpful to a lot of Hispanics that were coming into this country, because we didn't have to come with the green card, you know. We didn't have to pass immigration or Ellis Island. Although they are discovering in my work in Chicago and in Texas, I'm discovering that I'm a migrant and they were immigrants, but I'm migrant too. You know, it's instead of the word immigrant, I'm migrant. You know, and it took the I'm my migrant. There's absolutely no difference between me not having a green card and their having a green card, because we were treated equally abusive and equally disrespectful by some of the mainstream cultural population.
What is it that brings us all back together? And what is it that separates the various Spanish language heritage colonialism?
Oh, my God, that was a great question. Well, I tell you, what I've discovered being as a Puerto Rican is that there is a really respectful, broad acceptance of Indian, Taino heritage, Hispanic heritage,